Here we go. It's time for a week 7 NFL picks. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Ready to pick some NFL games. I had a great week last week. We only picked two games and I went 2-0. Ben went 0-2 and Brad went 1-1. But because of that, all those, I did all the hard math. We're all tied at 10-7, ladies and gentlemen. I've come back, baby. Yeah.
We've always all been equal in my eyes, fellas.
From the bottom to the top, to the top to the bottom.
So last week we only picked the Niner game because the Raiders were on a bye. This week the Raiders were supposed to do Sunday night football. Now that is, as of right now, a Sunday day game, but we'll see what goes on there. There's some COVID issues with the Las Vegas Raiders. So let's
go ahead. It's Saturday morning.
It's going to be, yeah. It's going to
they
be.
They already played it, guys. They already played it.
Wednesday at 6 a.m. Get ready. Well, let's go with that one first. Bucks at Las Vegas. Ben, what do you think?
Well, Danny, before we started talking on air, you know, we talked about how this is a, you know, reactionary year. Everyone, you know, everything you need to know about the season is done from last week. And if you take that into consideration, man, the Bucs defense is nasty. Holy moly. I did not see that coming. That being said, if the Raiders can't put together an offensive line due to COVID, it's going to be a field day. Now, without Trent Brown, now, because he's definitely out for COVID, Jonathan Abram might be out, and potentially all starting offensive line could potentially be out. Even before that, I was on the fence. Now, for sure, I'll go with the whole thing I did with the Chiefs. I'm going to say Bucks in this game, and if I'm wrong, I am happy to be wrong.
I'm very bullish on the Raiders. I think what they're able to accomplish offensively, you know, they're physical. They get out. They can throw the ball in a few different places. Carr's done a great job of spreading the ball around. You know, the offensive line issues Ben is referencing is obviously going to be a huge concern. You know, what they did against Kansas City was very impressive by keeping the speed in front of them and then just making sure tackles. The difference now is that Tampa Bay has the ability to out-physical them on defense, which when you know what we know about Jonathan Abram, that is a very, very strong thing to say. Gronkowski's a problem. Evans is a problem. You know, they ran the ball. I think they came back and scored 38 straight points against Green Bay, and I think Tom Brady only threw the ball like 21 times. That's going to be a real problem. I think the Bucs are going to be able to do with the Raiders, to the Raiders, what the Raiders did to the Chiefs and just play keep away. So I think the Raiders make a game of it. I think it's close. It would not surprise me if they won, but I just don't see a scenario just from a purely number standpoint right now where I can pick against the Bucs. So I'm going with the Bucs in a very close game.
Yeah, I actually had the Raiders written down as my pick, but now with all the COVID stuff, it's just, there's too many wild cards, too many question marks. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Bucks in this one as well. The 49ers are going to New England to take on the Patriots with Cam Newton, Jimmy Garoppolo coming back to Gillette Stadium. A lot of stuff to talk about here. Brad, what do you think?
Well, I watched what the Niners did against the Rams, who, you know, they were rolling going into that game, and, you know, defensively they were doing some good things, and that wide receiving core was going to be a problem for a Niners secondary that's very depleted. And then they did some good things against the Rams, and now they're going in against a Patriots team that lost to Denver last week inexplicably. They're completely different offensively because they got Cam Newton, who still can't throw the ball with particular accuracy, but he can run all over the place and bowl you over. Mobile quarterbacks have been a problem for the Niners. You know, I think they're going to try and do what they did last week, which is very much like what the Raiders did against the Chiefs, and just play keep away, try and control the line of scrimmage and the time of possession game. And as much as I think it's a possibility, I don't see the Niners winning this game. I think they lose a close one also.
I can tell you right now, being that all the trash talking that happened immediately after that Patriots loss, you know, Belichick does not respond well to that, obviously. But I feel like Cam Newton is such a prima donna and such a basket case that he's going to implode. I don't think he's going to have a very good game. And I really think that schematically, you know, I think that the Niners are going to, they're going to outdo them. Don't get me wrong. Belichick's an amazing coach. But at any given time, we know who the best player on the Niners is. And I think he's going to control the clock, control the game, and control the pace. I think the Niners walk away with a win.
Yeah, you know, the Shanahan offense had a Belichick defense on the ropes for, you know, three quarters of a Super Bowl a few years ago before the Atlanta defense decided to let Tom Brady score, you know, 25 points or whatever it was. And then everybody gives Shanahan the crap for them losing the game. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that a Shanahan offense can do something like that again. And perhaps the defense will be able to hold up. It's going to be a run game on both sides. I don't think Cam Newton's not throwing the ball very well, especially down the field. Neither is Jimmy Garoppolo. So I think it's going to be all runs. And I think the Niners are just scheming a better scheme when it comes to that. So I'm going to go with the Niners in this one. Let's do the wild card picks coming up next.